I might be able to just clip that close to you so the tape will pick up. And just tell the story back to me with as much detail as you can. Whenever you're ready.
I can't look at this.
Well, no, you can't
look at this.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Oh, gosh. No, it was something about a man in a store shortly around 10 o'clock or so. This man was in the store. I think he was waiting to meet someone that he had known years ago. And I think it was a hardware store, I'm not sure. It used to be an old restaurant where they used to meet, O'Brady's or something like that, restaurant where he and this guy used to meet. And this policeman who was on patrol at the time had noticed this guy there, and I think this guy said that he was waiting for someone or he's meeting someone there or whatever. And it was this guy, I think his name was Bob, that he was waiting to meet, and they hadn't seen each other for like 20 years or something like that. And he didn't think the guy was going to show up, but the guy did show up, I believe, and he found out that I think this guy was wanted by the police, and I think he was living in New York. He's doing okay in New York. He asked him how was he doing in New York. He's doing okay, and I think he realized that he was wanted by the police or whatever, but he couldn't turn him in. So he went and got this guy in plain clothes, I think, to make the arrests for him, because they had been friends before. That's about as much as I remember.
Okay. The next thing is, I would like you to think of a story, perhaps a childhood experience, that has at least three people in it.
It has at least three people in it.
At least three or more.
A childhood story. It has at least three people in it.
I don't mind. I'm not hungry.
I went to Bunker Hill Elementary School. My teacher's name, I think, was Miss Bradley. And in that school, it was myself and this guy named James Brown, who is now a sportscaster for, I think, ABC or NBC News. But James used to walk me home from school, and he would carry my books. And James had a crush on me, and I never gave him the time of day. And lo and behold, if I had known what I know now, back then I probably would have given him the time of day. And he was a gentleman. He dressed in a shirt and tie every day for school. He was very pleasant. And then when he came back to Washington, D.C., he came to visit me at my house, and lo and behold, I was in the shower, and my dad didn't know who he was, because James had gotten big. James was very skinny when he was a little boy. And my dad turned him away. So when I came down, I asked my dad, I said, well, who was that at the door? He said, some guy named James. He says, hey, does that look like, isn't that the guy that's on Channel 4? I says, yeah. I said, Dad, that's James Brown. He says, I thought he looked familiar. So you remember the guy that used to carry my books? He says, yeah. So I missed him, but later on we did get together and kind of reflected on our past life and enjoyed a moment together. So that's a story that I remember.
Okay, great, thank you. Now I'm going to tell you a short story, and I'd like you to repeat it back. Well, tell it back to me. And this is the story.
Okay.
While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she did not see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries, so she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and a little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. Okay, I'll tell it back to me.
This lady was shopping in a grocery store, and while she was shopping in the grocery store, her wallet fell out of her pocket. And when she went to pay for the items, she found out that she didn't have her wallet. And so when she got home, the phone had rang, and some little girl had found her wallet and had called her to let her know that she had found her wallet, and the lady was so relieved.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to tell that story again at the very last.
About the wallet?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We're moving into the memory exercises now. I'm going to say some numbers, and I'd like for you to repeat them back to me.
Okay.
Okay. 582.
582.
694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75836.
619473.
619473.
392487.
392487.
591-7428.
591-7428.
417-9386.
417-9386.
581-92647.
581-92647.
382-95174.
382-95174.
275-862-584.
275-862-584.
713-942-568.
713-942-568.
Okay, I'm going to say some numbers now, and I'd like for you to repeat them backwards.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. 2-4.
2-4.
5-8.
5-8.
Backwards.
Oh, I'm sorry, 8-5.
6-2-9.
9-2-6.
4-1-5.
5-1-4.
3-2-7-9.
9-7-3-2.
I'm going to transposition the last two. 4-9-6-8.
8-9-6-4.
Almost. 1-5-2-8-6.
1-5-2-8-6. 6-2. Can't get that one. Can't get that one.
Can't get it? Okay. 6-1-8-4-3.
6-1-8-4-3-3-4-8-6-1.
Mm-hmm. One more. 5-3-9-4-1-8.
8-1. Mm-hmm. As far as I can get.
That's it? Okay. Okay. Now I'm going to give you some categories. And I'd like for you to tell me as many items that fall into the category as possible.
Okay.
Or as fast as you can. For example, if I said clothing, you would tell me as many items of clothing as you can think of. But that's not the thing. That's just an example. So don't think of clothing. And I'm going to... Now, the exercise is actually for 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
But... I'm letting people go for as long as they can think of, because because I'm looking at aging,
mm-hmm.
and older adults are just as accurate as younger adults if they have more time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a sub issue that I'm looking at. So try to think of items for at least a minute or more, and I'll let you know. Okay, the first category is foods. Anything that you can eat.
Let's see, grapes, apples, oranges, lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, cereal, meat, chicken, ribs, fish, shrimp, lobster, scallops, oysters, greens, bananas, cereal, bread, raisins, pies, cakes, donuts, candy, chewing gum, lightsabers, that's a candy, oatmeal, eggs, bacon, sausage, ham, cheese, okra, string beans, cabbage, greens, potatoes, sausage, half smokes, hot dogs, cheese, potato salad, macaroni and cheese, macaroni salad, soup, fish, crabs, lobster, salmon.
Running out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was two minutes. Okay. The second category is animals. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Dogs, cats, horses, cows, goats, sheep, snakes, birds, turtles, fish, cats, dogs, horses, pigs, goats, birds, rats, bees, chickens, elephants, giraffes, monkeys, lions, tigers, alligators, crocodiles, flies. Zebras, let's say elephants, bulls, scorpions, hamsters, rabbits, hogs, deer, foxes, coyotes, tigers, apes, hippopotamus, bears, that's about it.
2 seconds, 2 minutes. Okay, the last category is kitchen items.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay, silverware, pots, pans, knives, measuring spoons, canisters, frying pans, deep fryers, boilers, crock pots, steamers, pot holders, clock, aluminum foil, plastic wrap, bowls, plates, glasses, cups, salad plates, pitchers, cookie sheets, cake pans, blenders, can openers, egg beaters, microwave, a spatula, strainers, that's about it.
Okay, that's 2 minutes and 2 seconds. Let's off the bat. This last exercise is a exercise of attention and inhibition. And this is a psychological test.
Okay.
It's called the Stroop test, actually. So for the first part, I'd like you to start at the top row, read across the colors. Let me find out. Take this paper first. Read across as fast as you can. Are you ready? Okay.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay, 9 seconds. Part two. Start across. So at the top row again. Excuse me. And tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can.
Okay.
And ready? Go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Mm-hmm. 11 seconds. Now, this last part is the kicker.
You're saving the best for last, huh?
Yeah. This time, in part three, I'd like for you to start at the top row, but instead of reading the words, I want you to tell me the color that the word is printed in.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go.
Blue, red, yellow, green, yellow, green, yellow, red. Red, blue, yellow, green, red, yellow, red. Yellow, red, green, blue, red, yellow, green, blue, green, yellow, red.
Okay. 35 seconds. This is a test of inhibition and attention.
That's interesting, because it's like your eyes are seeing one thing and your brain is...
You have to think, concentrate on what you're doing.
You really do, yeah.
So this one gives you 2 scores. It gives you the number of errors, and also gives you a time.
Okay.
And since I'm looking at older people are a little bit slower and a little less accurate than younger people, but I'm not seeing, so far I haven't seen that much of a difference in performance in the test.
Really?
They're taking a little bit longer though.
You know, it's all, I feel like it's when once my brain and my vision are connected, then I can get it. But when I lose that concentration, you know, I want to say blue when I'm looking at green.
Yeah, a couple of times you did read it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I had to go back and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm supposed to give her the color, not the word.
Yeah, and that's really a good exercise to train
like
the attention span.
Yeah, I really like that.
You can get that on the internet, by the way. It's called the Stroop Test.
Let me write that down. I like that.
They have...
The what kind of test?
Stroop, Stroop.
Test?
Yeah, just go to the internet. And they have... In fact, they have a timer on the internet, interactive, so you can take the test.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
And the last thing is the lady with the groceries.
Right.
Can you tell me that story again?
The lady with the groceries who was shopping in the grocery store. Her wallet fell out of her pocket, and when she got to the counter to pay for her groceries, she had no money. So when she got home, I think later on, the phone had rang, and it was this little girl to let her know that she had found her wallet, and the lady was so relieved.
Okay. That's it. That's all I have.
Okay.
Thank you. The only other thing I have is your payment form. The university will send you a check for
$20. Okay. Do I have to put my social security number in here?
A lot of people have not. I wouldn't, but I don't know what the procedures are. But if you're not comfortable with it, then...
I can put my last four in there.
I mean, they should know that with the identity theft, there are not a lot of people going to give out their social.
I know.
So, in fact, I had that problem myself, identity theft. So we'll see what they say.
What was the title of your research?
Oh, I can fill that out. Reference Management and the Narrative Productions of African American Women. That's my working title. So they'll fill out the rest. I should be returning next week, and so I'll turn everything in. Then.
Okay.
That's your pen?
Oh.
Depending on how fast they are, let's say 2 to 4 weeks, I would imagine.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting.
That's my study. Thanks for helping me out. I appreciate it.
No problem. I've been there myself. I'm really feeling. This is really good, though.